Chapter number 23. Amen. We're going to read in verse number 33. Luke chapter 23 and verse 33. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you this morning for the Word of God. And we ask you to help us this morning, that you'd make an able minister of us, that you'd speak to our hearts and help us to preach the Word of God, that you would anoint us, I pray, and open up our hearts, our ears, that we could hear and receive the Word of God. And you just meet with us, I pray, here in this time this morning to work and to minister. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. I want to preach to you this morning on just Christ crucified, but I was just thinking about how the unbeknownst to me or to the teacher, the Sunday school lesson, and Daddy, and I thought, we're gonna talk about some of the same stuff. I didn't really say because what it did, it just helps confirm what I'm thinking, because sometimes we go along, and I didn't think this was the direction that we was going until I already had something else, and until this morning about 5:30. But here we are. And it says, and when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him. And they've been, just want to look at that, crucifying him, Christ crucified. And to crucify is to nail to a cross, to put one to death, to take the hands and the feet and nail them and attach them to the cross. They crucified him. They crucified Jesus. And I want to just take just a little section of this verse right here, and it is these words. Amen. It says in verse 33, there they crucified him. There they crucified him. Point number one is, there they crucified him. They did. There they crucified Jesus. The world, the man Cain was calling out, they cried out when Pilate stepped up and he went through everything that he had went through, and he said, I find no fault in him at all. Amen. There was nothing. The Bible tells us that Pilate knew why it was that they wanted to crucify Jesus. It was because of envy. Amen. They despised him. Went so far as Pilate said to bring me some water because I want to wash my hands the blood of this man. Amen. And they went so far as to say, let his blood be upon us and upon our children. Amen. And so there it said, they crucified Jesus. If we look back up into this same chapter, Luke, in verse number 21, it said, but they cried, saying, crucify him, crucify him. They wanted to get rid of Jesus. Amen. We live in a world today, you know what they still want to do? They want to get rid of Jesus. Amen. With everything that they can and try, they want to get rid of Jesus. But amen, They couldn't get rid of Jesus. But they crucified Jesus. The soldiers had their part. Amen. As they nailed him there on that cross, and those that picked it up and they stood it there on that hill called Calvary, that angry crowd, those that despised him, they crucified Jesus. But somebody wrote a song, amen, and I think the primitives sing it some, I'm sure a lot of other folks, but it talks about a dream. And it said, in my dream, I saw that soldier nailing Jesus to the cross. And in my dream, I went and I put my hand on his shoulder to turn him around. And when I turned him around, it was me. It was me. Though only a dream. That's what the songwriter said. Though only a dream, I crucified Jesus. Though only a dream, amen, I crucified him. And it was for my sins and for your sins that he went up to the cross. I think back all the way to the book of Genesis when Adam and Eve, when they sinned there in the garden, and God came to them in mercy and grace, and he spoke to them and he told them that there was going to come one that was going to bruise the head of that serpent. But in that, he said the serpent was going to bruise his heel, that suffering was going to come. God was going to have to suffer. Jesus came and suffered for us, for them, for all of us. And it says there on Calvary on that day, it said there, they crucified Jesus. Amen. They crucified Jesus. They did. They crucified him. The second point here in this verse, it says, there they crucified him. Crucified him. They put Jesus to death. They nailed him to the cross. They put a crown of thorns upon his head. They stuck a spear in his side, and out came blood and water. And he died upon that cross. It lets us know just how much they despised Jesus. If he be the Son of God, let's see what God will do. Let's see if God will hear his cries. And so they crucified him. Caiaphas has said in John chapter 11 and verse 50, he said, nor consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people and that the whole nation perish not. Now Caiaphas probably had no idea of the real truth that he spoke here when he spoke it, because you know what he was thinking was, boy, the way Jesus is preaching and the things that he's teaching, they might just decide to get rid of all of us Jews, you know, and if Jesus dies and we can remedy that, then the nation, everybody else can live. I mean, that was in terms of how he was thinking, you know, if we sacrifice him, if we crucify him, the rest of us can live. Amen. He had no idea. He had no idea that, amen, Jesus was being crucified, amen, so I might could live. Amen. He had no idea that when Jesus on the cross said, it is finished, that it was just beginning for me and you. Amen. He had no idea that Jesus was going to die, that he might take away the sins of the world. But there they crucified Jesus. They put him up on that cross. And they crucified him, Jesus, the Son of God, hanging between heaven and earth. Though he created it, he spoke it into existence. Let there be light, and there was light. Yet he died on an old rugged cross, suspended between the heaven and the earth, which he created. They crucified him. an awful death. A death which he had prayed to the Father, if it be thy will. Amen. Father, he wanted to save him from this hour. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. He knew what it meant. The pain, the agony that he went through on the cross, he suffered for me and for you. And so it said, there they crucified him. They crucified Jesus. They wanted to get rid of Jesus. And so they crucified him. They still today try to crucify Jesus in every way that they possibly can. And God help us as Christians, because sometimes we help them by the things that we do. It don't change their responsibility, but we sometimes, as David did, we can give great occasion to the enemy by the actions and the things that we do. God help us. But amen, but they crucified him. And they buried him. They put him in a grave. But this verse, and then it says there, they crucified him. And thirdly, out of that sentence there that I want us to notice, it says there, they crucified him. They didn't crucify me. They didn't crucify you. They didn't crucify all the sinners that were around there that day. They didn't crucify all them that were guilty. But they crucified him. They crucified Jesus, the sinless Lamb of God. They crucified him. While we were yet sinners, they crucified Jesus for us, for me. They didn't crucify the guilty. They crucified him, the innocent. They crucified him. And amen, this him is not just anyone, it's Jesus. And what does the Bible tell us? Well, it says a lot about Jesus, but thinking about crucifying Jesus, this verse in Acts 4 and 12 tells us, neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus. Him. They crucified him. Why him? Because he was the only him that could save the world from their sins. If they'd have crucified anybody else, we'd still be lost and dying in our sins. But they crucified him, Jesus. It was him. It was him. They crucified him. It's him. Again, a songwriter wrote a song. And that's what the song says. Listen to this the course of this song. It says, it's him. Led by his wonderful, marvelous love, it's him. Tenderly guiding to sweet realms above, now and forever, it's him. It's him, the rock of all ages, and Sharon's sweet rose. It's him. Jesus is faithful, still sweeter he grows. All that matters, hallelujah, is him. And it was him that they crucified. Him. Him who was the great I am. They crucified him. They crucified him. He was the beginning and the end, and he is the Alpha and Omega, and they crucified him. I want to tell you something. Just listen, because I heard this little, and I got to put this in there. You got to hear this. Amen. I heard it this week, and if we look down, amen, verse number 42, same chapter. Remember, they got two thieves crucified on each side of him. And he said unto Jesus, this is one thief, one's railed on him. But now the other one's saying, he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Boy, he recognized, he knew why he was there. He was guilty. He knew he deserved the punishment that he got, but he asked Jesus. Why did he ask Jesus? Because he recognized in the midst of all this, he recognized it's Him. It's Him. It's the Messiah. It's Him, the Lamb of God. It's Him. He said, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And in verse 43, and Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. He's a thief. He's a criminal. He's dying on the cross. And he looks and he says, remember me. And amen. And now I'm paraphrasing, I can't remember exactly. It was a little clip that I saw about this particular situation. But boy, I thought, well, that's good. But he died, the thief died on the cross. And amen. And this little video clip said, amen. He showed up in heaven. It gave a little example. Amen. And said, when he showed up in heaven, said, one angel mass looked at him and said, what you doing here? What you doing here? He said, I don't know. I don't know. You ever been baptized? No. You ever been to Bible study? Nope. You know what about the doctrine of justification, the doctrine of Scripture? Have you got all that straightened out, lined out? He said, I ain't never heard of it. What you doing here then? I don't know. You mean to tell me you don't know about any of these things, these biblical things, and you're standing here in heaven, you've entered into heaven. How'd you get here? He said, all I can tell you is Him that was in the middle said I could come. Listen, that's what it's all about today. It's about Him. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. That old thief said, I'm here because of Him. Amen. I mean, when you get to heaven, if somebody asks you, how'd you make it? The only thing that we're going to be able to respond is this. It's Him. Amen. It's about Him. And it was Him that they crucified. It was Him that they crucified. It's Him. It's Him. It's Him. We don't deserve to be there. But amen, He said I could go. He died for me. Amen, and He said I go there. It said there they crucified Him. Amen, lastly this morning here out of this little sentence, it says, there. There. They crucified Him. When we talk about there, we're talking about in a particular place, in that place. And there is opposed to here, and it denotes a place that is most distinct. In that place, there. Now I'm going to tell you something this morning. We've all got places that we've been and that we want to go and things, and folks go all over the country. They take vacations to go see all kinds of things. And they're all around the world, boy, there are some sights to behold and some things to be seen. But amen, but there's one place. There's one place, amen, that holds more beauty and more importance than any place on the face of this earth. And it's there. Where? Calvary. It's there. Amen. There it said they crucified Him. Amen. It's there on the hill. We sing the song. We sang this morning about Calvary. Amen. It's there at Calvary that we get to lay our burdens down. It's there at Calvary that the old devil was defeated once and for all. It's there at Calvary that Jesus did cry and say, it is finished. Amen. Everything that the old devil thought he had gained and that he had man right where he wanted him in the garden, Jesus said it's finished. He did everything that was needed for you and I to have salvation, and He did it there on Calvary. There. The old rugged cross. There. Jesus died. Can we see Jesus there on Calvary, spilling His life's blood for us, that hope might spring eternal, that we might have a hope of resurrection? Can we see Calvary there? Can we see Jesus dying for our sins on that hill that's called a Calvary there? That's the place that the greatest battle of history was ever fought and won. It was on a hill called Calvary. Jesus won. He won the battle. Numbers chapter 21 and 8. God's telling Moses, and He said to Moses, "Make thee a fiery serpent and set it upon a pole. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live." Amen. The Bible says, Jesus said, "If I be lifted up, I can draw all men unto myself." All they had to do is look. If they were bitten, look and live. This morning, look to Calvary. Look to Jesus and live. It was there, in that place. 1 Peter chapter 2 says in verse 24, "Who for His own self bare our sins in His own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed." There, it took place on Calvary. There, they crucified Him. But amen, but this morning, He lives. He's alive and well. He bare my sins, our sins, in His own body. He bare them on that tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we are healed. Amen. They crucified Him. And there Jesus won the victory for those that believe.
Amen.
This morning, as you stand, as we sing, if you have a need, while we sing, you come this morning. Amen. And we'll pray.